This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Come January 20th, what tax changes will be made by the Trump administration? A noted legal and tax analyst says there will be changes favorable for business and farmers, but repeal of the estate tax may not work out as well.
It's one thing to have a lot of tools. It's another thing to know how best to use them. Today's producer has more tools available to manage risk and improve yields than ever. Knowing when and where to use them is another thing. That's where your certified crop advisor comes in. Your CCA can help you understand the tools available so that you can effectively manage risk and your investment. Having a good understanding of all the tools available to you is reason number 5 why you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Dr. Roger McOwen has relocated from Iowa State University to the Washburn School of Law in Kansas. He spoke last week with RFD TV about his views on tax changes that he expects to see in the year ahead.
Well, some of the big ones, of course, would be a significant cut in the corporate tax rate, and that dovetails in with the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee blueprint for tax reform that was released this past summer. So I think we'll see a significant cut in the U.S. corporate rate. The U.S. is currently has the highest corporate rate in the major world countries, and this will put us much more on a competitive level with that one, with those countries once that rate is cut. I do think we will see a reduction in the top individual income tax bracket and probably fewer brackets than we'd have in the past. So I think those are almost a given at this point in time. Just the mechanics of it, of course, has to be worked out.
Dr. McOwen was asked if he thought the Congress would repeal Obamacare.
I do. In the short term, I think that will happen quickly. If needed, of course, on the Senate side, you have to have 60 votes to clear the Senate. But if needed, the Senate leadership can use the reconciliation process to avoid that 60-vote requirement. Now, that would repeal, of course, the numerous taxes that are contained in the health care law, including the net investment income tax, which is the additional 3.8% tax on passive sources of income. And probably corresponding with the repeal bill will be legislation enhancing the tax incentives associated with health savings accounts.
And the ticklish situation of repeal of the estate tax.
I also think they're going to address the federal estate tax, and I do expect a full repeal bill to move forward. But, of course, the big issue for ag on that is while it doesn't impact a great deal of people, income tax basis issues are important. And so the major question there, as I see it, is whether we will retain step-up basis even if the estate tax is repealed or whether that's the cost that taxpayers have to pay for getting repeal. And that's going to be a very important issue to watch. Well, legislatively, I think actually the election of Donald Trump makes it less likely that there will be a tax extender bill at the end of 2016. I think Congress now will wait out this session of Congress so that you see the new session of Congress and they'll take a shot at it at that point in time. Now, normally we would like to see extender legislation come in by the end of this year, but it's less important this year because last year the Congress did make permanent some very important provisions such as expense method depreciation and bonus depreciation. Those are in the code, and bonus is there until 2020. But from a farm and ranching standpoint, those are two big provisions that we don't have to worry about expiring without having an extender provision. So less important this year, but I think we'll see an extender probably in January instead of December.
Credit to RFD TV for this audio of Dr. Roger McOwen. His podcast link is on our website, iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.